The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness, and we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This
hey,
is a...
I don't what? Have my headphones on.
Oh, you don't? I thought ready. Somebody said, wait.
When so I said we're ready, I didn't really mean we were ready.
We can start though now, right?
If you must.
We've officially started?
Let's say that.
Rob's got his headphones on.
I didn't want to miss a moment of your
Rob's,
tones.
Rob's in his chair of death. I always call it the chair of death.
Why?
Bruce Boudreau of the Washington Capitals, when he sits in his recliner at home, he calls it his chair of death.
I don't understand. This is a chair of life.
He's a funny man. He's a funny man. Listen. Here we are again. We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing. We've got Buzz Burbank.
Hello.
Rob Spiewak.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Mark Ronick.
Hi.
Who is in Oscar Santana's chair.
Again.
Because Oscar is out another day. Now, he is technically, he could have been here.
We think.
But
we don't
there's
know.
There's a strep issue and...
it's Bolivian strep, Mike.
There's a strep issue. Let's get Oscar on the phone and we'll find out what's
going
on.
Trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yes. Let's see. And incidentally, there's one of us that appears all calm and collected right now. But he tends to wig out with illness.
Let's go over it.
And I'm with him. Hello there, Oscar.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this God?
Yes.
God, is that you?
Yeah. No, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. That's the theme music in the background to General Hospital. Because Oscar Santana apparently has strep throat.
Now, have we determined that it's his throat and not anything else?
Let's turn the music off. Let's get right to it. Oscar.
Where is the strep, Oscar?
Time for your Q&A. What the F is wrong with your health?
Well, it's tough, gentlemen. As you know, I work 4 or 5 jobs. I'm exposed to a lot of different people.
Right.
I would say what happened this past week is generally just bad planning on my end. I drove to Pittsburgh on Friday evening. I spent all day Saturday with 25 5-year-olds, and not in a creepy way. It was my nephew's 5th birthday. And you know those little guys, they're just petri dishes running around on 2 legs.
They are indeed.
Yeah,
they're
petri dishes, Oscar. Don't mind the 33-year-old Bolivian. It's the kids that we need to worry about.
So you got yourself some strep throat, did you?
I did. I went down Saturday night. I in Pittsburgh, obviously, you think you're surrounded by doctors, so you get a little better. They thought it was just a cold. And on Monday morning, I woke up. I could barely talk.
Oh boy.
I called my my general practitioner. He sent over a Z-Pak. I started it on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And modern medicine is amazing because a Z-Pak, as anybody knows, is 5 days of antibiotics. And the first dose is the heaviest, and I feel much better today.
You know what's great? Good. Z-Pak, his last album was also excellent.
I love Z-Pak. Z-Pak, he was fantastic until, you know, that big battle that he had with Shug.
And the drug bust.
And it's just Shug. So, listen, here's the deal. You know, I spoke to you earlier today. I know Ronick has talked to you, and I know Buzz is probably... Have you talked to him?
No, we've not.
Buzz doesn't talk. Buzz just panics. So I just want to make sure that... what is the... And Buzz is legit on this particular account, because Buzz is the one that's had pneumonia, and he's very concerned about the contagion coming into the living room.
You know,
as am I.
It's funny. I got a text from Oscar yesterday, but they came out of order. It was one of those two-parters because he exceeded 140 characters. So it said, text from Oscar Santana. I clicked on it. It just said, Aegeus. And I said, well, that's odd. So, and I waited, and he says, da-da-da-da-da, because I think I may be Kant.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Now, what is the contagion situation right now?
Well, I assume from what I'm getting is a 24 hours on antibiotics should make you A-OK. But just so I'll be on the safe side, let's go 48, and I'll be back mañana for work as usual.
Very good.
I'm actually at my other work as we speak.
Sounds good. I think I can handle 48 hours. You cool with 48 hours?
I'm good with that. Yeah, especially since he started with two on the zithromycin.
And incidentally, I am hoping that by the anniversary of this program that we may, and I include myself in this because I think I'm I think really I've been okay based on the schedule I've been lucky as hell. Yeah. So let's just hope that maybe there's a chance that by the anniversary of this program, that all five of us will be, all six of us will be healthy as horses.
I don't know, Mike.
Sounds good.
I don't think so.
Right.
By the way, gentlemen, I spent some time on the Ustream chat log yesterday.
Oh, you did?
The program immensely. Yeah.
It's very entertaining, isn't it, when you watch it on the TV?
And 160 listeners are now sick.
they're all very, very ill. Now, listen, I know that strep throat is always a concern, but before we let you go, I want to make sure that you do two things, okay?
Okay.
And Kara might be able to help you with this.
Actually homesick. So.
Does she have it as well?
She says she does, but I think she's a hypochondriac.
I think we're all hypochondriacs. But make sure, well, even when she's sick, when you get home, make sure you check for strep anus and strep penis.
I'll make sure to do that. I appreciate that.
Good luck.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean,
we got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed, you know? Now I can take him to movies, baseball games, you know, fun stuff. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, it's cool for them, but for me, it's much more than that. For me, it's heaven, you know? Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ. No, on two stations. Right. Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game. Those are our two affiliates.
You know what?
And
we are
very grateful.
Let's change like to such as.
Such as.
There it is.
And in 145 countries around the world from the Cappy Piper Studios, this is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, November 16, 2010, and we are approaching 4 million downloads.
Mike would like to chime in.
4 million.
4 million!
We've hit it!
4 million downloads.
Who was our 4 millionth download? Do you have the name?
No.
He gets the free set of steak knives.
That's right. And
congratulations.
And one of the bad hats.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandango.
Say it again.
Fandango.
That's how you say it.
Fandango is your ultimate source for movie tickets and showtimes, theater listings, movie reviews, and coming attractions. You can even watch the trailers in HD, even for DVDs. And remember, movie tickets make a great holiday gift. Just click the Fandango link on our website, and we appreciate their business, and we appreciate you listening as well. Big show today. I'm glad that we got it. What are you sliding over there for? Oh, you want him to move over?
Get in frame.
Get in the camera frame.
RJ's video directing.
All right, sorry about that. How many viewers do we have on Ustream right now?
Right now, 110. It picks up.
Let's get that up to about 160.
It's rainy.
What the hell does that have to do?
It makes the internet slow.
Very good. You sound like him when you say that.
It's what?
I'll get to him in a second. Oh, man. He's a big part of my...
Did you have a day yesterday with him?
No, you did not. You just sent an email to Ronick, and he give like 30 things that you want him to do, and then he gives you back. Not anything being done other than just telling you why he's not going to do them.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second. Anyway, see, now I give you time to prepare.
Great.
Now you can prepare your counterpoint.
You know what you should do? Prepare a statement to read.
So we checked on Oscar. And a couple of things I want to cover today. Mm-hmm. TMZ, which I don't talk about on this podcast.
The 30 Mile Zone?
But I, you know, in a show prep kind of way, right. I want to look at TMZ each and every day.
It's a way to stay on top of
and
pop culture.
TMZ, mm-hmm. I want to discuss with you guys, has kind of an obsession, and we'll get to that in a second.
I have a problem with TMZ I'd like to address as well.
Also, the World Tour update. I want to give them a little more information. Will we be prepared to do that, Mr. Ronick?
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll do that before I have my discussion, because that would play into your side of the equation.
It sounds like a very Ronick Rich episode.
More of Rob Swinger's Club.
Oh, yeah.
It continues now, unabated, out of control.
You know why? Rob's because we've threads, decided we enjoy it.
Rob's threads on Facebook, which you enjoy it. I want to just blow up the world.
Then why read it?
I want it because I like to hate.
I know
and,
you do.
And let me see. And
I learned it from you.
And I love the news feed.
Yes.
And we'll start with that today on the show. And this is kind of a internet-heavy show today because I just have a lot of thoughts on Facebook and stuff that I would never talk about except for with this forum. And the news feed is great because you see people that you don't know, and they're having a crisis,
right?
And suddenly there it is for everybody to see.
Right.
Do you comment?
No. Not unless I know the person. If I know the person, I'll comment.
It's fun to comment.
Or if it has anything to do with the show or me.
It's very fun to comment where you really don't belong.
Where you really don't belong? Yeah, that is kind of fun. Right?
Because you really...
It might be a good drunken activity.
Oh, well, I might try it when drunk.
Yeah.
It is, without penalty, the best way to be rude. It's easier than doing it on the radio.
And really, Facebook, you would agree, by and large, is the land of civility.
Mostly.
That there is,
mostly,
you know,
yeah.
mostly because nobody's anonymous, so yeah, they could have aliases and all that crap. But by and large, we get a lot of good feedback from Facebook.
And you can unfriend.
You can unfriend if somebody pisses you off; they're gone.
How many times did we wish we had the button that could make a listener explode when they gave us a rude call? Yeah. Now you have the equivalent of that by clicking unfriend.
Nice. So let me ask you guys this, because I don't want to mention names, because I really don't. I mean, even if they're on Facebook, I want to protect this guy's anonymity. But he's a guy that starts a thread on his Facebook page that indicates that he is ending the relationship with his girlfriend.
Oh, my.
And
he has strep throat?
And it goes on.
We don't want to reveal any names.
And he's really harsh about it. And, you know, and it's all about her and all that. And it goes on. And then the only other response is from this chick who's got a very hot picture. And she's going, she doesn't deserve you. And the only response this guy is getting, this 20-something, is from this other chick.
Nice.
And it's so entertaining because it's so transparent.
Yes. You watch it play
out. Thoroughly, I'm like going, well, here is the lady that wants to bang you.
The new girlfriend.
Wants to bone.
Just, I mean, really crawling all over herself.
See, this is where
to lay it on the line.
How well do you know this person?
I have no idea.
Then this is where you must get involved.
But I went to this because
you must get involved in comment.
The news feed, for some reason now, when I click on my favorite, it doesn't take me to my page. It takes me to just a generic Facebook, and then I click on the Facebook, and that gives me the news.
And there's two feeds, you know.
Okay.
There's one that's top news, and that will just give you mostly people that you have dealings with.
But these, yeah, well, that's what I get, I think.
But then there's most recent, that's the most fun because, you know, both you and I nearing 5,000 at all times, there's 4,500 people that we don't know anything
about. But even the most recent, they have to be our friends.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So they have to at least have that connection.
But it's great because you got these people, you have no idea who they are. And they talk about dinner, and you say, oh, that sucks.
It was for the first time that I can remember. I was thoroughly. This was not looking at Rob's thing to get material for the show.
Don't talk about my thing.
This was thorough entertainment that I had. Mm-hmm. Just reading this and going, look at this. And it's like, look at that girl. She really wants to be the next one in line. And then, you know, they're giving him the support. And his messages were kind of cryptic, that, you know, but I sensed the broken heart with
this guy.
Of course. Because he was pouring himself out on Facebook. Uh-huh. And it just, I guess, because I have an outlet and I'm very open and I communicate. When I'm having difficulty in a relationship, I have this to vent on,
right,
if I want to.
Here.
But these are people, obviously, that need to vent.
Everyone needs to vent.
And they're so frustrated, they need to vent publicly.
That's the magic of the
funny.
Facebook.
Oh, God.
It's having 5,000 friends without having 5,000 friendship
burden.
You
get these various soap operas, these ongoing stories that you can follow,
right.
And it's great fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're people that I don't use Facebook like the normal Facebook user.
No,
I use it to do one thing.
Erotic.
And that is to
erotic uses.
To find nudity.
That's right.
And is there any nudity on Facebook?
Not really, no.
No.
Nope.
What a drag.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
How unfortunate.
Out there, there's these dicks, and they'd say, I report this.
Right.
Perhaps we should open up Breastbook.
I like that.
There is a website called F-Book that's a different word than face. You can go.
Funny
through.
How you
really?
Know that.
I read it somewhere. I read a lot.
That's right. You read a lot.
I read so much.
I constantly surf the net, like popping in different sexual terms to see what that fishing expedition will bring.
Mike?
To see if you can reel in that erotic halibut that you've been trolling the bottom of Alaska's seabed for.
It's the it's called F Book, and I'm at the friend limit. Where's your erotic halibut?
You know, here I talk about the world of internet dating, and we discuss it occasionally.
Sure.
And you know, being 51, and you hear a lot of people in my age group always go, man, if it had been that easy in my day.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know. There's still a creep factor with the internet hooking up deal that just weirds
me out
a little bit.
What about the business? I don't even want to mention it by name, but there's a business that advertises a lot on the satellite radio that's all about the entanglement-free hookup.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You sign in and you bang, and how can this possibly be?
I know a guy that's my age that has embraced it. He is a single guy. Yes, it's Raymond Diaz.
Is it Raymond?
He is a single guy.
I forgot we're on TV.
He has traveled to Seattle. He has traveled to Miami.
Yeah, wow.
And he travels, and it's like, hi, how are you? What would you like to eat? Bang.
Uh-huh.
On the plane,
he knows
back
what he
home.
Wants to eat.
It's so, I wouldn't do that on a bet.
You
I wouldn't do that on an effing bet.
You prefer the delicate dance of seduction.
I do.
Well,
I don't want to just
that.
Be like, what are you like? You know, it's gross.
It's not like that on F Book.
It's gross.
It's creepy yet alluring.
It's well, look.
Well, the danger is exciting.
Now,
exactly.
You know, at the same time, if I got a sexy picture on Facebook, we've all checked those out.
Right.
I think there's not anybody in this room that doesn't get the hot girl that you immediately click on the picture to say, oh,
yeah.
Friendship requested.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Granted,
Thank you very much. But there are certain rules on Facebook, too. And the number one that I hate is the girl that takes the picture with the other girl. I am so tired
of
that.
So transparent.
And 99.999% is the chance that the one whose picture, whose profile it is, will be the pig.
Well, Mike, it's 100% chance.
Oh,
and here's
absolutely.
Why. Because if you're the hot one, take a picture of yourself.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
That's what is this habit, this insecurity that these women
that
have?
That must be it. Insecurity.
Where they
Facebook
get on and they take the picture with the friend. And it's like, first of all, you don't know whose profile you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Is it her? But you know what? You should assume. If there's a hot girl.
On Hag Book.
it's the other one. So I read this thing on Facebook, and I was thoroughly entertained. And then I skip down, and I go to my personal messages.
Mm-hmm.
And on my personal messages, I see like 8 Rob heads. You know, where Rob is like has already thanked. Rob is on it. Like if you're sending a Facebook message now,
group messages,
Rob has already answered it.
Right.
Rob, you're totally caught up, aren't you? I mean,
at all times.
At all times.
Mike, if I, because you know what, the weekend
what a
I was
dick.
The weekend I was away, I came Mike. Home and I had like 85 messages, right. And it's like panic time.
He sits down and gets right to it. But I sort of appreciate that. It's actually a great service because it saves.
I know, and I know what they're going to say now. Hey, Mike, why don't you try to be more like Rob and respond to everybody?
It saves you and I from having to respond to as many.
You
messages.
Do fairly well.
I do. Buzz, and I do. Love that Buzz. You know, Buzz is great at it too. He
yeah.
really is.
Yeah. But I don't have to. I literally. Literally, and I mean this, unless I wanted to do 3 hours a night, you know, to catch up. It's, I wouldn't have to do that for a long time.
It takes dedication.
But it just, I mean, really, well, Beth Ann said that a long time ago, right. That she doesn't really, she's not into the work that would be required. And at a certain point, you know, I really hope.
Because people are dying to be her friend.
The people that send me messages, I want to say thank you. Sure. And I know that I respond to some of you, but not all of you. And I wish I would, but it's just, it's so much. And
but
now,
it needs to be stated that you, I know, and you are very busy because you're one of the few people in this organization that also has a real job.
Well, and the real job happens to be that 3:55
exactly.
Wake-up time, which means night-night time. It comes very
but
early.
People need to know that you do read all the messages.
I read and, almost
know,
all
have, of them. Mike.
All, nearly
Mike,
all of them.
I'm climbing a hill. Don't pull, okay?
I can't lie.
You read 99.9% of the messages, and
right.
You appreciate everyone who takes the time to
I
write.
Know. What was on your card that you held up, RJ?
Ustream chat room is down.
Oh, no.
The feed
is up. Send it flowers.
The video is up. The chat room is down.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah, it was really kind of counting on the live viewers today. That's a shame.
They can see it.
They can see it. They just can't talk to
one
another.
Oh, the chat room is down? Oh, F you guys. Screw you. You can hear me and you can see me right now. F you. So we don't have your stupid inane comments in the chat room today.
Where will they make the fat jokes?
Yes.
Where will they make the fat jokes?
They are lovely people. I had a chance to chat with them last week, and many of them are VIP members for whom we are extremely
okay.
grateful.
Yeah, that is
maybe
terrific.
That's
yeah.
why the chat room's down.
That's right. Maybe that's why. Maybe man. I broke it.
Okay, maybe Buzz broke it. So anyway, Facebook, fun to watch, and Rob's gay threads are still continuing
course,
every day where it's just Rob
love
will write
it.
Something like, give me an example. What's
yesterday,
something you laid
and now
there?
I know why you thought it was gay, and I can explain to you why it
right,
was.
Oh, good. It was so to type.
It was Rob Spiewak, and then I typed, is loved by Sebastian Cabot.
Okay.
And you remember television Sebastian Cabot.
Yes, and there, listen, I'm in tune with my gay side.
Of course.
I know. Hello. You know, I'm the only one that did the imprint. Buffy, Jody, time for your bath.
And there's a reason for it is that there is the opening of my music show this
week. French, my butt hurts.
Oh, you never went to that level.
Don't worry. No, wait, well, that's a different day and age.
A bath will cure it.
Don't worry, Jody. Which one was the girl?
Jody.
Oh,
no,
obviously.
Buffy.
Buffy was the girl.
And Jody was the boy. And Sissy was the hooker.
Hello, Jody.
Sissy.
Let's find out if you're watertight.
Oh,
I'm Sebastian Cabot.
Inappropriate.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello to KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1.
And you know what? You can send thank you notes for Mike for not doing that in an area of circumcision.
Yes,
we
we're not
don't
do
that, right, Mark? Right.
Yes, I do. I'm Sebastian Cabot, Mr. French, which I gave RJ his name
but
for.
But I was producing and working on my KCJJ show, and I found a hunk of tape of Sebastian Cabot talking about going back in time.
Ah,
and
yes.
That's why Sebastian Cabot would love my show, because my show is a product of 50 years ago.
Didn't right. Sebastian Cabot also narrate a Christmas show? Didn't he? Why do
I think
he did?
Oh, no. You know what he did?
What did he
do? He played Santa Claus in the 1973-ish
yes.
Remake of
Miracle on 34th Street.
And he wasn't Makes the problem. Sense. The problem was David Hartman.
Yes.
David Hartman.
Always the problem.
Before he was a newsman, he was an actor.
Talk about a man that did not belong to be, didn't belong on TV at all.
Or broadcasting of any sort.
Hello, Buffy. So it starts with Sebastian Cabot,
exactly.
And then people go to town.
Of course. Right. And it's fun. Right.
Okay.
I enjoy it. They enjoy it.
I look forward to looking at it each and every day, but please don't get me into one of
did
those.
You see the,
unless it's very specific about
did you
show.
See the thread that I put up on Friday last week? Probably
you
not, because you don't Facebook on the weekends.
I did?
I sent it to you.
Okay.
I believe it was something like, innocuous gay theme thread to piss Mike off.
Right. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Or meaningless. Meaningless gay thread to piss Mike off, and everyone was saying comment to pile on. And they were very funny.
You ended up with about 100 comments
yeah.
from that.
Well,
that's
a victory.
Let me take this opportunity then to say hi to Tab Patterson.
Yeah, number 2 on the comments.
Yeah, but number 1 in my heart.
Hello, Trip Affleck.
Hello, Tab. What are all these Tab Trip? Tag. What the hell are these names?
They're our very best friends.
They are.
Very good. We'll take a break.
Hi, Scott.
When we come back, I really want to talk about pens. I want to talk about TMZ.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk about Menasha.
Yay.
We'll come back right after this.
Pretty woman.
It's MikeOMaraShow.com, our show. Our second segment is brought to you by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke is the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar or smoke or odor.
I was wondering how many tours it would take you to get there.
I love because this. Nothing's burning. Totally satisfying.
Is anything burning, Governor?
No. It's a conspiracy. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more, just $64.95, a crazy deal. Just for our listeners, no code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. And we are back. Your boy is tired after watching our beloved Washington Redskins.
Pretty good game.
My God.
It's what we like to call a defensive battle, Mike.
59-28 last night. My God, what is wrong with the Redskins? So,
Mike.
Let me tell you, it's real tough because not only did we have the late Redskins game, I didn't watch the whole game.
Good
I went to
you.
Bed about halftime. It's still late.
I was going to say, at that point, it was bad to go because who would win?
No, but I gave myself an extra. Instead of 355, it's 345.
Nice.
So I get up because you have to allow for the rain and the idiots that I deal with, which like the guy with the cap today that felt it necessary in his lovely Accord going 85 miles an hour. I don't know how.
Was it a Chinaman?
I don't know. No, it was not, but I don't know how that car was staying on the road. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just we get rain.
Good tires.
And you get double the amount of people that are on the roads, and they're driving triple the speed.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I don't know if it exists in other cities.
15 extra minutes to get here today, and not even in rush hour.
Because people are all, hey, it's rain. What am I going to
the
do?
The only way they do is worse in this area is snow, because snow makes people want to get out.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, they love getting out there in the snow.
This, you know, really, I can't even describe to you the level of idiocy that is encountered every day on the highways and byways of Washington, D.C. And when you make the commute into the nation's capital from this hamlet of Manassas, over 30 miles to and fro each and every day, you develop not only an expertise on rush hour traffic,
well, of course.
You also develop a strong hatred of the certain individuals. Mm-hmm. Like the guy that raced me all the way to the Beltway, I knew he wanted to get around me. And I knew he couldn't. Mm. And I knew I wasn't going to let him.
No one can.
Because you're powered by Mopar.
And incidentally, when you're having that little foot race with somebody, and you get to your exit where you're legitimately pulling off and they pass you then, I don't think that counts.
Of course not.
No way.
That's victory.
That's the finish line.
I'm as bad as they are.
Mikey wins.
So anyway.
Money.
So Menasha is, has been not really negotiating lately, but he's been working with the accountant to get his piece of this pie.
The angle.
We kind of have worked Menasha into being a full partner.
At
and I finally
so.
Signed off on all that.
Dr. No.
And I said, and I won't go into specifics here, but at this point I say to my accountant, I say, yeah, he earned it. Let him in there. Yeah. And, you know, didn't really talk to the other guys because I kind of thought you'd all be okay
we
with it.
We support it.
Sure, and then I say to Menasha, okay, yeah, you're a full partner now. And in exchange for that, I want you to do this, this, this.
Yeah.
And what he doesn't understand is when I'm doing that and when I say this, 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 I just want the response that's going to be along the lines of, yes, you're right. We'll do full speed ahead.
Uh-huh.
No, I get another negotiation coming back the
other
way.
No, it wasn't a negotiation.
And it just drove me nuts. So you frustrated me, my friend.
I'm sorry.
And I'm telling you on the air because when I'm really frustrated, I point like this.
Yeah, waves
is the stream. The stream's up, right? Yes. I point like this, and then I get frustrated. You know?
I know.
Yeah, so I don't have to say anything more about it, right?
Not unless you want to.
I was thinking some details might be nice. You're painting with an awfully
broad
brush. No, because
the details are like what I here's the deal. You're a full partner. You know, you're not an on-air person. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that, but that's what I thought.
Oh, of course.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we expect this and this and this, and then you just wrote me something.
No, but the first
you,
thing.
You wrote me. This is what you wrote me. This is the extent of what I heard in your email.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm like, okay, close.
First of all.
3:55 this
first
morning.
Of all.
Good listener.
I've tried hard not to email a lot anymore.
You do a very good job.
But the problem is that I know.
Five a day.
I know I know that your time has been a little harder to
side
by
side by side, Mark Roddick.
Precious.
So
yes, precious.
I felt precious. Like I needed to respond to you in an email,
right?
Just in case I couldn't sit down with you today,
right?
And one of the things that you talked about was we really need to secure the international tour.
Yes,
and,
right.
The first thing I said is, it's already done.
Now I said I didn't want anything done,
right? But
I just really every time I talk about it, I feel like I'm not getting any help. I'm talking about the places I'm going to go, but I don't have an address. It's just something where I made the initial salvo. I took the request from the people online and said, "Hey, this is a good place to go." And then I want somebody else to do it. I want a middleman. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything free because that's probably not going to happen. If we get that, c'est la vie. That'd be terrific.
Maybe Mr. Gretzky would just kick in a few dollars.
Yeah.
We're still
Hi, Mike, it's Wayne.
We're still more than a month out, and I believe Mark will have some details.
It's already
done. Don't you cover his ass.
I'm not
you
covering.
Two.
I'm just
the
presenting.
Closer twins.
I'm presenting.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I never promised you anything.
I know you didn't.
I've already told you. I've spoken to both places. They know we're coming. And
what places?
To the Anchor Bar and Wayne Gretzky.
What's the address of the Anchor Bar?
Oh, I don't know the address.
See?
I have it
there you go.
Down.
You know why? Because you're not going.
Right.
Because you don't have any dog in this fight. And I'm telling you, that's what I want. I want you to be vested in this. I want information for the listeners.
It's up there.
That I want to put on this. No, I don't want up there. Click, 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 click.
No, it's there.
Hello.
You want information.
Microphones, podcasts, talk about. That's what I want the information right now.
You see,
that's
is,
what I require.
This
Let
is
me explain to you what it should
details.
Have been in the email. This is what it should have been in the email. Your response should have been, "Will do." That's what I would have liked. "Will do."
Yes.
That's the response I wanted, Mark, and I didn't get it.
Mike.
I wanted "Will do." That's it. Because really, yesterday, I hope you understand, as far as we're all concerned, that's a good day for you. Bringing you in. Full partner. This is all you. You're the only non-speaking member of our merry band of pranks. That's it. So what I wanted was, that on the radio show, which I still call it. This is a radio show.
Yes.
I wanted that information for the Buffalo people and the Toronto people, and I don't need anything free. I just want it dialed in. I want it locked in so I can say we're going to be here. It's done. We might be in this room or we might be in this room, but we're going to be at the venue. What's this?
I have some new music for Mark.
Nice. Now I'm relaxed.
Well, let me just tell you, I can't tell you that I'm giving Mark a Jewish accent.
That's okay.
I can't tell you that I can do that, but I've been speaking with them, and what more? And this is the whole tone. This is everything running.
Oh, no.
What more can I do?
What hasn't he done for you?
What haven't I done?
What hasn't he done for you?
And
this works.
It is done.
Now, listen, I need you to work in advertising a little harder to get more advertising. Well, it seems to me that your specialty program seems to be doing much better than the advertising, so I say to you, you do more specialty programming.
No.
I said, no, you sell more advertising.
Clearly it was...
Yeah, perhaps it was a miscommunication, because this is what I wanted in the email.
Will do.
Will do.
Right.
Will do, Mr. O'Mara. Paging Mr. O'Mara. Paging Mr. O'Mara. Will do. Where is this? Where did you get this music from?
This mic is from the soundtrack to
In
the Fiddler's House. It's Itzhak Perlman, and the song is called Der Alter Bulgar.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
I have more.
And you're haunting.
This goes through my head as I'm typing.
So anyway,
emails.
I just
about
wanna,
to go through your
you
head.
You know, regarding, and here's the deal. I know why. Believe it or not, I know you sometimes better than you know yourself.
Okay.
The reason why this hasn't been, I've said to you half a dozen times, I said, contact the places and let's get some information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always this phone tag. If your ass was going to be up there, it would have been done a week later.
That's
it would
not have true. Been done. Mike, I will pull the tapes. When you've said, is this done? Is Anchor Bar done? I've said yes.
Right.
And we've given the dates, which happens to be Sunday, December 26th.
Thank you, at 8 o'clock.
It's at 1047 Main Street in Buffalo.
He just got that.
Okay.
You just got that.
And then,
don't try to pretend. People that don't see you just... just pulled that
and
up
then
online.
Wayne Gretzky's is on 99 Blue Jays Way in Toronto.
Blue Jays Way, like maybe over near where the Blue Jays play
the stadium.
Baseball.
Right, and probably. then that's December 29th, Wednesday.
Another. I can't do it.
And this goes through my head when Mike's giving me crap.
I can't talk. You're hurting me, Rob, with this.
That music is just so perfect.
This is sad Jewish music.
It is. Where did you get that music? Oh, my God.
So much of it is sad, Buzz. Do I need to stop?
It's just funny. Why do you have that? Do you have that music for this express reason?
I originally bought it because I was interested in finding some decent. Is it klezmer?
Yes,
klezmer,
it is klezmer.
Klezmer styled music, because I thought it might come in handy.
This is
how was I to know you were going to hire a Hebrew?
File that under good call, Rob.
Yeah.
This is from the album.
Jesus.
This is from the album Songs of Oppression.
Yes.
So anyway, that's fine. Then
I'm sorry.
So amazing. Oh God Almighty! This is too funny. This music. Oh my God! This is like every Steven Spielberg movie I've ever seen. Oh. So now we have an understanding?
Oh, of course.
All right, good.
Will do.
Good. Yeah. And congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to the partnership. I think Menashe has demonstrated he has more love for this podcast than anybody else.
Absolutely.
And Mike he works has demonstrated his ass off. How you can cut a pie into five pieces and one of the equal pieces can be 5%.
Yes.
Yeah, and after 1 year, it was marked final at 20%. Thank you very much. Happy to have you on board, but you know,
understand one thing.
Oh God,
No.
He's never satisfied.
No, I'm not. But listen,
all right.
Anytime I do something, anytime, especially if you ask me to do it,
yes.
You are always the forefront of my mind. It's as if I ask to get it done.
And I'm also.
And
I don't think
I'm
a difficult person.
No,
I think this is more probably of a collaborative effort than anything
I agree. Yeah.
I've ever done in my life.
I agree.
You know, maybe not the actual process. This you know, you always have to have, you know, as we found out, you know, when Don and I worked together, Don set the table, mm-hmm. and I have to set the table. So on this thing, but as far as everything
right.
else surrounding yeah. what we do now, as far as in my life, it's the most collaborative thing I've ever done.
Yes.
You know, we're almost like a little communist country.
A little
here.
Team.
Mm-hmm. We're a little group. We're a little gang. We're a gang of socialists. A
gang of exactly. six.
Yes. And the Russians are going to come and kick us out of Anatevka, and it's going to be difficult. No, so.
Mike, our position is precarious, like a
right,
fiddler.
Right.
On a roof!
So now, whenever I send you, hey, how about we yes. do? How about we do? What's the email that I want to get back?
Shalom.
And
will do.
Will do. Will do is such a. I love Will
it's
do.
It's your favorite answer.
You know what? It should be his DJ name.
Will do.
That's right. We're here with Will do. Will do is a wonderful answer. Anyway, that's good stuff. All right, enough.
I agree.
God,
that
you're going to make
really,
me hemorrhage with that.
That's really inappropriate.
That is too. All right, so the world tour update is as follows. I will be in Buffalo at the Anchor Bar, the home, the birthplace of the Buffalo Chicken Wing.
Mm. Yes.
Exactly.
And I'm very, very excited about that. That
and you
is,
will eat wings there, I hope.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. That week, I'm sorry. That week, I'm laying on the winter fat.
Mm.
I'm, you know, really, we're going to be in the Great White North. What the hell am I going to do?
Best wings on the planet.
So it's Anchor Bar, Buffalo, Wednesday night. I'm sorry,
no,
Sunday
night, the 26th.
December 26th. Please come in from Rochester. Please come in from Buffalo.
8 p.m.
And
anywhere.
Everybody else. Buzz and Oscar have demonstrated, and Rob really to a certain extent
yes.
in Iowa,
yeah.
have demonstrated that we do draw from around the country, and it's so much fun.
It is fun.
And Carla's excited about it. I'm excited about it. Then on Wednesday the 29th,
8 p.m.,
we will be in Toronto at Wayne Gretzky's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. On 99 Blue Jays Way in Toronto.
99 Blue Jays Way.
You're just saying that because the Beatles suck.
Yes.
I will tell you that we are working still to a certain extent, or are we pretty much done working on getting out any discounts on food?
No, we are working on that. That's the only thing that I've been working on at this point, because everything else
is
done.
Will you hand out mini hockey sticks to the first 10 listeners?
You know, man.
You know what, Mike?
You know what might
be a few premiums might be nice. If you're driving, you don't have anything to check.
What would be cool, though, is to maybe work up some hockey jerseys to bring with me.
Will do.
That would be.
Yeah!
Yeah.
We did some good here.
Winner.
I don't need to talk to you after the show now.
No.
All right. Or get emails from you later on.
Or no. Ever again.
Yeah, ever again.
We've established that.
As opposed to every other day when we have such wonderful conversations.
Now, incidentally, and when I do this on the air, that's really why I'm doing it.
I know.
Because I want you to know. That's why I really. Believe me, I know how unreasonable and like uncaring and totally like missing the point of your email I'm being here, but I don't care. No, that's why I'm doing it.
Last January, it would have bothered me because I didn't know you that well.
Right.
I'm fine.
Now you know how I operate.
Yeah, right.
He understands the rich tapestry of Mike.
Yes.
So I'm so excited about this. This is my one vacation of the year, mm-hmm. and I'm very, very excited about it. And, you know, just super pumped to see everybody up there. So please come up
and
say hi.
Be your best vacation since the last time CBS set you on vacation.
And I think on the Buffalo leg, Mr. French is going to be there. You going to be up there in Buffalo? Oh, Mr. Yeah. French will be hanging out with us up in Buffalo. Are you coming to the Toronto leg?
It's the other side of the lake.
Mr. French will be staying in Carla in my hotel room. He will be there. And see, Carla
put on your fuzzy sweater because he'll be wearing his Velcro pants.
You know, frankly, that to me is overstaying the welcome. Carla, my wife, likes Mr.
She
French.
She loves the guy. Everybody loves
Mr. Archie. French is breaking bread with me on Thanksgiving.
Right. Wow. Hey, really?
With his son.
Very cool.
Yes. Yes.
Is he serving the meals and everything?
I mean, you all know. You know, you all are invited. I just know you probably all have your own things to do, so you all have a blanket invitation.
I invited Oscar before he became infected, and he declined.
I invite orphans like Mr. French, who just has his son, and you know that's how we do that. So we're breaking bread, and it should be fun.
What kind of dressing?
Boy.
Well, you gonna because I know you tried oyster stuffing a few years ago, and
that was the rectal Paula Deen, horrible. Swimming in pure creamery butter that was disgusting.
This is probably a better topic for another show, but we really should break down our Thanksgiving menu.
Well, we're going to have to ramp up to that. I think next week we start tackling that in earnest because it's just around the corner.
We love food.
But I'm already into it, Rob, like you are probably too. And the food networks are already ramping up and going crazy over this type of stuff. And the stuffing / dressing is always the one of the last decisions I make.
Do you know what my wife's company did that was really classy, and they've done this every year? Now, Carrie's been with them long enough that she doesn't have to do the midnight to 10 a.m. shift on Thanksgiving night.
Right. Because
that's where they put the newbies for the Black Friday.
Oh, this is the company that has the key party, right?
Exactly.
Where all the couples go up.
Yeah, Burbank Limited, it's called. Mm-hmm. But this year, and as they have in years past, they're giving their employees turkeys.
Nice.
But they don't have you give you a turkey. They give you like a $20 Butterball voucher.
Oh, okay.
But here's what's great, because the company that Carrie works at is largely staffed by foreigners.
Yes.
Many of them will sell their $20 voucher for $6 or $7.
Really?
Wow.
And really? I will stock up.
Rob will be selling turkeys this Thanksgiving.
Turkeys.
That's incredible.
Good scam.
Yeah.
So this is a voucher for a 20-pound turkey?
Roughly. I think it's a $20 $20 Butterball coupon.
Oh.
But you know what? I would rather have a $20 Butterball coupon than a $20 bonus. I just think it's great to get a turkey.
Yeah, I like turkeys. And
do you do a turkey for Christmas? I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
You'd
rather have $30.
Yes.
I don't know. Christmas is weird for me because I'm all over the lot, and I don't think I was at home. So, I mean,
I did something brilliant last year for Christmas.
Right.
I did my turkey in the Showtime rotisserie oven.
Did you really?
It was.
So you
amazing.
Had a little one for just the immediate
15
family.
15 pounds, a little guy.
You got the 15
and
pounder in there?
I started it at noon.
I bet it was incredible.
It was so easy.
Yeah. We do prime rib and shrimp, that kind of thing, for Christmas.
Nice. But see, Christmas, I like beef for Christmas. But we'll talk about
that. Sorry, we're getting
don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
We get excited about food.
TMZ.
Yes.
30 Mile Zone.
Are they obsessed? Is it me, or are they obsessed with Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson.
Well, they've married
every day.
They married themselves to the story when they broke it 3 hours before the mainstream
media.
Is
this the story about the doctor and he was responsible?
No, the story of the actual death. It's remember, their, they their had story. It long before it happened.
Are you Are you into the Michael Jackson story anymore?
No, way past it.
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's got a
new record.
He's got a record coming out at Christmas. Big deal.
I don't care about Michael Jackson. I don't care about his father. Right. I don't care about the estate.
His mother.
I really think it's time to move on, and I wish they'd be a little more fresh with their material. I think they, like anybody else, they can get a... I like the, you know, keep it coming.
Now, it would be great if over the years he continued to give in the same way Elvis has, but really right now we're just at burnout point, I think.
Yes.
This is his new record. This is they're leaking. It appears they're leaking a new record.
This is
every
the new MJ. And now, musically, if it's a new record, that's a story.
Keep Your Head Up, it's called. Also, what I don't like what TMZ is doing, they've gotten away from just putting up paparazzi video. Now they're like producing.
Looking for a job and to find a place to stay.
Still a great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like that they're doing like produced pieces and putting them up with their bad narrator and Harvey Levin, pardon the expression, is inserting himself into all these things.
Right.
I liked when TMZ had raw celebrity video that
just
sometimes was good.
The ambush video.
Sometimes was bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're getting, you know what, Mike? They're getting happy.
And
that's bad to get happy.
So that's
they shouldn't have a TV show.
That's a little pullback of the waistband on the TMZ underwear and snapping it so they'll get their act together.
Hope so.
I don't want to hear any more about the doctor that was there when Michael Jackson died.
Too much.
It is a boring... I go through that. I don't even look at those stories, okay?
Right,
I want to find out, you know... show me the pictures of Kim Kardashian on the beach in Miami.
There you go.
That's what I'm about. Mm. All right. We will take a break. When we come back, it is the Audio Vault, Rob's Magic Audio Vault. We'll have that for you next, right here.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine.
It's pretty good stuff. I can listen to this.
Hamish.
I know we're a talk show.
His last great rocker, I think.
Rockabilly.
1974.
And trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama.
Title?
Promised Land. A Chuck Berry
Promise
cover.
Promised Land.
Helped us all stranded in downtown Birmingham.
Birmingham. That's it. Welcome back to Mike O'Meara. Show.com.
Enjoying the
music. I got totally captivated. I'm a little fatigued, and I got carried away by Elvis. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the 2011 VIP packages. We are pre-selling our 2011 packages. This gets you the whole schmear.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You get the penance. You get the naked lady tees. You get the whole deal. Hey, Wang, get yourself a 2011 VIP package.
It's a parking lot.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Find out how to get our bonus hours, video feeds, and cartoons at a price that fits your budget. Choose from the good, gooder, or goodest packages, at the risk of sounding dangerously close to Opie and Anthony. The goodest include the...
It's okay to sound like someone who's not heard.
It includes the all-new Raw 2 to be released the week of December 26th, plus bonus hour video, both live and recorded. The 2011 VIP packages, you can order yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com. One of the suggestions we have for you is buy this as a gift from somebody you know who is a big fan, just like you. But really, this is a great advance purchase for this, and then you get all our stuff for 2011. You don't have to sweat it, and you get
done.
In early, and you give us a fantastic Christmas present as well. We appreciate your support if we don't say that enough.
Yeah.
So that's it. I just wanted to say that.
Trey Sincere, Mike.
2011 VIP packages. Without further ado, let's get to Rob's Magic Audio Vault. It's in there today.
You know, I rarely say this, but I'm saddened that Oscar is not here today.
Really?
I am, because I I got a lot of emails about this. I finally chased down the clip. Oscar inspired something on this most recent episode of The Family Guy on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, and this really shocked. I bet maybe 20 or 30 people said to me, you've got to find this.
Oh,
check this out from the most recent episode of The Family Guy.
Where are my flapjacks?
Huh?
You will recall last night, ere I drifted off into slumber with a nudie magazine betwixt my legs, I spake thusly, Lois, tomorrow morning I want flapjacks. It was a simple message, yet it has gone unheeded.
All right, Peter, give me a minute.
For every 5 seconds I do not have flapjacks, I shall break one window.
Look, Lois, it just seems to me that this isn't necessarily the healthiest thing for a woman your age to be doing.
Brian, I'm 42, I'm in the prime of my life, and this is what I want right now.
You're sure about that?
Meg, go make your father some flapjacks.
Okay, Mom.
This is crazy. Is nobody really making me flapjacks yet? At this point, you guys are being as irresponsible as I am.
So there you go.
Wow.
But you know what? It's an awful fast turnaround, but that sounds awfully like how Oscar handled his reality.
Way to go, Mr. Santana.
I love things like this. We have that. We will have this montage up at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Boy, this looks cool. I hope this 60, is as cool as it looks.
60 key television catchphrases in 2 minutes.
All right.
Starting back in the 1940s in roughly chronological order. I could name most of them, but not all of them.
I like Buzz's. Buzz almost, who did Buzz give you right there? That was a little,
a little Rick D's.
Woo, woo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
42 D's grease.
Ooh. And I'm when he does he that, this is just for regular listeners of the show, you probably don't need it. When Buzz does that, it means he could not care
less. Oh, no, that's untrue. I'm excited.
If you put that into Google Translator, it says, I wish I was at home.
Bacon. I wish I had a plate of bacon.
Bacon. That's what it means.
Bacon for Buzz.
Are you still there? Away!
One of these days, pow, right in the kitchen.
I'm home.
Oh, gee, Mom.
Book him down.
I thought I saw a pussy cat.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
What's up, Doc?
Missed it by that much.
Only understatements, Batman.
Meep, meep.
You rang.
Nip it in the bud.
Live long and prosper.
Good night, Jimbo.
Waka waka.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Dynamite!
Hold it right there. Stop it right there. Waka waka. Why am I missing that?
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear Muppet Show.
Oh, okay.
That was right. when he'd have kill a joke. Waka right. Waka right.
Waka waka. Thank you.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming, honey.
Die for yourself.
Because I'm the Fonz. Huh? Hey.
The plan. Just one more thing.
Who loves you?
Hey!
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Nanu.
Good morning, angels.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
What you talking about, Holmes? Kiss my gray ass!
I love it when a plan comes together.
Thank you very much.
Ha! Yeah! I kill me!
Wowzers!
Afternoon, everybody.
Don't be ridiculous.
Cowabunga!
Have mercy.
Make it so.
Time out!
Did I do that?
Don't! Get out!
Whoa!
I'm listening.
I'm just too busy, don't you know?
A baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do.
All right, you do.
How many think this is going in the wrong direction?
It is. Yeah.
How many things like the recent. First 10 minutes it was like it was dialed in, and right. Now I'm like sitting there going.
Well, the thing is, it's getting more recent. It might and the be catchphrases aren't
is
as good.
Is it? We're getting. Does this mirror our death, Buzz?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this as we're slowly dying?
Right.
We're becoming less in touch.
This is us losing touch.
Is it us being less in touch or TV getting suckier?
That's
both.
It.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's finish it up.
I am Cornholio.
You idiots.
Let's get dangerous.
Oh, my God. They killed Kenny.
Stop it there again. Is it getting more cartoony?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the phrases come from cartoons
all right,
now.
But they're kids' cartoons.
It was that way early on with the What's Up, Doc, and the Meep and all that.
Right.
You know, it got that way again.
I don't know. I'm going to make a stand here for older people as well. I think there was something. I don't think they're as iconic as some of the ones.
But the thing is, can you bring up something iconic from the last 10 years?
But it's not totally chronological, is it?
No, roughly, I said.
Roughly, yeah, roughly. Okay. Yeah. No, I really can't when I'm thinking about it.
You bastard!
Holy crap! Burn! Burn!
Pikachu, I choose you!
Giggity giggity.
Hooray! I'm useful! Pretty good.
Hey, brother.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Suit up! Bazinga.
Ah, blur.
That's what she said.
Number one. That's interesting. What she said.
Wow.
Interesting.
I don't know.
But I thought it was an interesting comment in the fact that it really sort of falls apart after 1975.
Okay, here's the question. Yeah. Is it me being out of touch, or is it really just crappier TV
I think it's a happy cocktail.
It's a lot of that. And Rob and I talked about this after the show the other day. I feel sorry for kids who were kids during like the 70s and 80s and 90s. Because I don't think that the cartoons and the television shows they were exposed to were as of high a quality as what we saw when we were kids.
But you really did have more buzzwords, yes. It seemed to me, stifle yourself.
Right.
So great.
You know, hey, 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 Fat Albert.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just the ones that I'm tracking with. No. You're younger. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just that it's declined. But, yeah. Television
well,
has
also,
declined.
You know, the greatest source for catchphrases, go back, is a situation comedy.
Absolutely.
And the sitcom is all but dead.
Right. Sitcom it not
goes
doing
in phases.
And even a great sitcom like Modern Family, no catchphrases.
No, because of its fake reality. That's mm-hmm. the hot thing now.
And are you ready for a sitcom that I was never a big fan of, but yeah. it should have been in there and it wasn't?
What?
Shamil Samazel.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
That
you're
wasn't in
right.
there.
That's right.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, what else do we have?
You've never gotten over your breakup with Penny Marshall.
oh, come on. Oh, there you go. I'm there. Okay. That's right there.
Seattle, Washington, Mike. They were covering the Goodwill Glitter Gala, which is when the Goodwill store puts out their high fashion merchandise for a fraction of retail price.
Okay.
And they encounter a wonderful flaming queen with a bad, bad mouth on them. This will also, wow. video for this uncensored will okay. be up at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Okay. These are those babies that I was talking about. I should put them back on the shelf, but these are the Manolo Blahniks. Gorgeous. And they probably retail for about $1,500 and they're going for $175. That's just one of the lots of great bargains you can find here. You can feel the excitement in this room because there are some major shoppers here who know exactly what they're doing. Some of them are first timers. Look at this guy. He's got like an armful of stuff. Tell me.
Because it's happening.
You like that?
That's cute.
What are you getting?
Tons of fucking sequins.
Oh, okay. No. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. And we will let
tons
you go.
Tons of
now.
Epic
so we're
sequins.
Here live in Goodwill and very exciting times. They're not thinking what they're saying a bit as well.
Tons of effing sequins.
He looked like a young Oliver Platt.
Rob, I got time for one more, and I'm reading down to number 13.
Number 13.
You know I love Shep Smith.
Oh, yeah, you'll like this. We played yesterday. Remember the guy who said, don't touch my junk.
Played
you.
It on the radio this morning on 105.9 The Edge.
Right.
I got to get a plug in for them, 105.9 The Edge, Monday through Friday, Kirk and Mike show right here in Washington, D.C.
Listen.
But, the junk is making the rounds.
And I do love this because, you know what, Shep Smith, you know what, I'm not a big fan of Fox News, but I am a fan of Shep Smith.
Oh, yeah, we are too.
I love Shep.
Some are saying, no, that we'd need this. They want to be...
This guy that he's with is called Jonathan Hunt.
They want to feel safe when they fly, and
feel
they really
safe.
Don't care
no pun intended.
Who touches them and where they get touched.
Well, you know, I don't know if junk touching makes me feel better. Especially when
junk
we
touching
know
that, makes me feel much better.
But wouldn't you like to choose who does it?
Well, actually,
seriously?
I'm not.
Well, been through TSA
I'm
lately,
I'm not going to go there.
You know what I mean? It's,
yes.
It's, you don't know them, is my point.
Yeah,
I've never
the
met
point,
these
yes.
people. This is not really the way I would choose to meet people.
No, junk touching strangers is a slightly bizarre way of junk touching.
Yeah, you know, usually you have a coffee or something first. Something.
That's Shep Smith, everybody.
Smith,
I like Shepard
Smith. And that, Mike, that is your magic audio.
But Shepard Smith truly is looking more and more like an alien every time you see him on TV. We'll come back and wrap things up with Buzz's news right after this. A rainy afternoon in Washington, D.C. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Little Charlie Warren there.
Charlie Warren. Have you seen a good picture show? Huh? Have you been out to a movie? Have you been to a good restaurant? Why don't you give me a call right now because you're the critic. I'm Charlie Warren.
A real call to Charlie Warren. One time I was listening to him, and it was 1989, because I know that he said... I hear a new
used to work in the same building I work
That's
in now.
True.
Who'd have thunk it?
He said, hey, I heard a new Batman movie opened up last night. Anyone see it? What's it like? Charlie Warren.
We were on the old Don and Mike show.
Anyone
we
see
were
it?
Obsessed with Charlie Warren.
Rightly so.
And all you had to do is listen to this guy, and he was just the typical AM jock from a day gone by.
But a classic guy.
But so much fun to listen to. Such a pro, you know. How you doing? I'm Charlie Warren. Have you seen a good picture show? Chewed a good bubble gum? Yeah, it's just like
I understand a resort blew up in Mexico.
Have you been to a good resort? I'm Charlie Warren. You're the critic. Anyway, time to get our news on. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank, who does not have strep throat.
No.
And is doing his level best to prevent himself from getting strep throat by preventing Oscar from being here.
I don't
want to
die, Mike.
I understand.
And we don't want you to
and
die.
And how are you today on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to say almost 9.
Almost 9?
Okay. Nine.
All right, good for you. Yeah.
Scary.
But it's almost a 9 today.
Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Very good.
Brought to you today by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest tech in our lives, DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases at DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. DigitalTrends.com. Just click their ad on our website. Now, in Washington, earmarks are extras that are added to bigger, more important bills to allow lawmakers to spend a little money on the folks back home. Could be anything from a jobs program to a bridge to nowhere.
I thought it was something you left on your pillow.
Now, Charlie Warren.
Earmarks, Charlie Warren.
Now, for a long time, have you had earmarks? Give us a call.
Earmarks.
For a long time, conservative Republicans have wanted to do away with earmarks to save the taxpayers' money. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, however, has been against eliminating earmarks until yesterday.
You know what I've always heard about earmarks?
What's that?
They're a whole different ball of wax, Charlie Warren.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, in the last 3 years, McConnell has been the source of $3 trillion worth of earmarks for his district. But
anyone vote last November? Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren.
But he says he now sees what the voters want, less spending all around. Many Democrats, including the president, are also in favor of doing away with earmarks. Ladies and gentlemen, common ground?
You hate apparently the big government? Charlie Warren.
Now, some of us were taken aback, like Rob, much the same reaction.
I'm shocked.
Taken aback.
Some of us were when the Clarence Thomas story resurfaced recently. We were taken aback to learn that the wife of this impartial Supreme Court justice was the founder of a conservative political group.
The boozy Mrs. What's her name?
Yeah, Virginia. Virginia Thomas.
Virginia Thomas.
Have you ever found a pubic hair on your Coke can?
Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren, WMAL.
Find anything unusual on your soft drinks? Charlie Warren.
But now... Still one of the greatest.
This is only playing to people from Washington, D.C. that remember this discharge.
There's a guy like Charlie Warren in every market. Yeah.
Charlie Warren.
So now, Virginia Thomas, you probably listened to Charlie. She recently made a bizarre call to the woman who decades ago accused Clarence of sexual harassment. Well, now Virginia is stepping down as the head of that conservative group known as Liberty Central.
Good reason to screen your calls, Charlie Warren.
Step up, bitch. Yes. No. Charlie Warren.
Hey, Virginia. Virginia Thomas, it's Charlie Warren. Have you seen a good Supreme Court decision lately? I'm Charlie Warren.
Has anybody?
Goofy right now.
Liberty Central itself has raised eyebrows, this organization.
Liberty Central, is that the name of the...
That's our conservative group.
God, why do they always put Liberty in there?
Well, because they're...
Isn't it Liberty College, too?
They're patriots, Mike. That's right. We're not.
What about that great ski resort, Ski Liberty? What about that?
Liberty. But Liberty, and isn't it... I mean, really, if you follow it to its logical conclusion, maybe there's less Liberty, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, bad stuff, Charlie Warren.
If you name it... You know,
freedom's good, right? Give me a call.
Absolutely.
If you name it Parents Council or you put families in the title or Liberty or something,
Liberty.
You're safe. You're covered.
Right on.
Anyway, this organization.
Right on, Mike.
Right on.
Charlie sleepy. Warren.
Sorry. I am goofy tired.
You're about 10 minutes away from. All right.
Yeah. Super duper. Charlie Warren.
Liberty Central, anyway. It's,
He's not allowing you to deliver the news because he's cackling so much.
I'm enjoying this, too. And I know. I'm patient. I'm a patient man.
Yes, you know. He doesn't do it all the time like he used to.
Liberty Central has gotten...
You know what you are? You're the arsonist that blames the building for being on fire.
I know, I do.
I can't believe that building's burning up.
And he's the gasoline. You keep throwing matches
on. By the way, don't forget to swap out those smoke detector batteries, Charlie Warren.
Set your clocks back, D.C.
That's right.
Charlie Warren.
Fall back, Charlie. Charlie Warren. Row, row, row your boat.
Anyway, Liberty Central got anonymous donations.
You saved that one. I'd like to hear that tomorrow.
Anonymous donations.
I would like to hear that
half
tomorrow.
$500,000.
Okay,
more than that.
Very good.
Done. fetching. Let's go another direction, shall we? Fetching Tea Party maven Sarah Palin gets the credit for creating this year's Word of the Year.
Word of the Year?
In the new Oxford American Dictionary. here we go.
All right.
Do
you want to tip any for this?
The word of the year. Kind of spreads around. A lot of new words made the list, including Spill Cam, Tea Party, Vuvuzela, Webisode, Retweet, and Palin's invention, Refudiate.
Now, the word for those of you kids that might not be tracking with Mr. Burbank's news is repudiate.
Right.
But Ms. Palin decided to lay refudiate, which is not a word.
Well, there was no such word before. It was her accidental marriage of refute and repudiate. Mm-hmm. What she really meant to say was reject.
Right.
She's not the first to do this. President Warren Harding did it in the 1920s with his use of the word normalcy.
Buzz, do you watch the Boardwalk Empire?
I do not, Charlie.
That Warren Harding all over that.
He's a great character.
And quite the womanizer in Boardwalk Empire.
Not a bit surprised.
Hey, Charlie, have you seen the show?
Wonderful. Steve Buscemi, skinny guy, nice guy, Charlie
if,
Warren.
If you've seen it, call in.
Yeah, please do, HBO. Thank you for the miniseries.
So Charlie Harding Warren said normalcy, and at the time there wasn't a such word. The word is normality, but because the president said it, it became a word. And
so normalcy is a created word.
It is indeed, and now apparently so is refudiate.
Refudiate.
Yeah.
I know.
Too soon.
There's a new social network on the horizon today for people who don't want to have 5,000 friends. Path is based in San Francisco and limits each user to 50 friends because its creators say 50 is a more realistic number that more closely reflects the number of friends, family, and coworkers one might have in real life. Path says its goal is to set up a more intimate social network.
That'd be good for a lot of the jocks that are on WJFK now.
Path. Yes, sorry. They could reach their limit.
That's right. Maybe. Well, no. Well, Mike Wise would also include family.
That's right. And Holden Mookner, or whatever his name is.
Charlie Warren.
This is spooky.
Dickheads, Charlie Warren.
This is disturbing.
Yes.
Is the Better Business Bureau itself on the up and up? ABC's 2020 teamed up with a watchdog blog. Like the sound of that.
That's nice.
They managed to score A ratings for the terrorist group Hamas and a group of neo-Nazis with the Better Business Bureau. They got both groups registered at $425 apiece.
Bureaucracy at work, Charlie Warren.
I don't like that. Charlie Warren, call in.
Yeah, terrible.
And finally, a man burst into a home in Akron, Ohio, and demanded at knife point that the woman who lives there give him OxyContin and cash. She did not have any OxyContin and very little cash, but he took what he could, $28, some costume jewelry, and her 1991 Ford Escort. The police caught the guy about a block away where he dropped the knife and confessed, but there are two more things about this story you need to know. The woman was sitting on the toilet when the robber confronted her.
Oh. No.
And the robber at the time was wearing a clown suit.
No.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Yeah. We appreciate that. Our show today was brought to you by Fandango. Fandango, your ultimate source for movie tickets and showtimes, theater listings, movie reviews, coming attractions. You can even watch the trailers in HD, even for DVDs. And remember, movie tickets, I love a good film, make a great holiday gift. Just click the Fandango link on our website. That's MikeOMaraShow.com. Charlie Warren.
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Warren.
Of course.
This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. And we depend on your support through our advertisers, as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Charlie Warren saying, have a safe day out there. Be careful. See you later.
Charlie Warren.
Bye, Charlie Warren.
Bye.
Will do.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.